Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS as we talk Pella High baseball right now with a trio of seniors for the Dutch as we talk to Skylar Kane, Brett Kingery, and Trevor Wood. And do you guys, right now, we're, as this interview airs, you'll be actually playing Oskaloosa. You've got a varsity doubleheader tonight. We certainly want to talk about your matchup with the Indians. I just kind of wanted to reflect a little bit, though, on the season as a whole and where we're at this point. 11-9 overall, 6-5 in the conference. And there have been some definite changes this year with personnel, but also, I think, probably first and foremost with a new coach. And so, Skylar, I'll go ahead and start with you first. What's it been like now with having Al Vashrin as your head coach?
It's pretty sweet. He's a pretty cool guy, and he's pretty laid back in practice. It's pretty fun, so I think that helps us coming on with games, just having good practices and then coming into our games.
And Brett, I know you guys really liked Coach Riesland too, and we're kind of sad to see him go. What are the differences between Coach Riesland and Coach Vashrin, or are there any?
There are a few differences. It's a lot of the same things, but Coach Vashrin is a little bit more laid back. He's coached for a lot more years than Mr. Riesland had, so he has a little more experience with high school kids. And he shows that during our practices.
Trevor, what would you say are some of the things that you've learned maybe this season that are kind of new or that maybe you've built on in your game?
Well, I know Coach Vashrin is really into like the offense and really swinging away and stuff. And I know he's just taught me some different things with the approach to the game and kind of the mental side. So I'd say that that's probably the biggest thing that he's taught me.
I got the same question for all of you guys. As I mentioned, we're a little bit over now the midway point of the season. So far, what's been your favorite game this season? I'll start with you, Skylar.
My favorite game? Well, I'd have to say...
We got to beat Grinnell.
Yep. Yeah, Grinnell when we gave them their first loss. So, and I was on the mound that game. So,
and that was definitely an exciting game. Like you said, first loss. You guys played very well. The offense was clicking. Trevor, you talked about that. Brett, for you, same question. Was that your favorite game? And if so, why did it stand out to you?
It was by far my favorite game. It was kind of... broke me out of my slump a little bit, too. hit a double and a home run that game, made me come back, too, a little bit. But it was a big win for us. We had struggled a little bit in the beginning, and it was came out, showed what we're about.
Trevor, is that making an even three all the way around?
Yeah, I mean, I would say along with Brett, we just put it all together with defense, pitching, and batting. I'd say that was probably our best all-around game. So if we can put those type of games together, I think we'll be pretty solid throughout the year.
Again, Trevor Wood, Brett Kingery, and Skylar Kane from the Pella High baseball team joining us right now here on the Marion County PM Sports Page. Trevor, I'll come back to you. You talked about being able to put together all of the elements of a game and be successful. Those experiences kind of let you see how it all works together. Can you keep that momentum forward? How do you keep having that same success in future games?
I think it's really important this last stretch. I know last year we really were strong in the last part of the year. So I think as long as we just keep building from game to game, I think we can definitely keep it rolling and get some big wins here in the late part of the season.
Brett, from watching you play over the past few seasons and then also just from conversations with other people, something that we like to joke about, you're definitely the team leader in getting hit by pitches. What is it with that?
I wish I knew. I got plenty of bruises from all of them.
You took a pretty good one, actually, up on your forearm in Newton earlier this season that was a little bit spooky. So how do you handle something like that, and did that make you a little more cautious for future games?
Not really. It's just I understand I get hit a lot, so I know I got to deal with it and toughen up a little bit.
Skylar, for you, you mentioned getting to pitch in the Grinnell game. You've had a lot of success on the mound this season. What has contributed to some of that success for you?
I think just having the confidence in myself and my teammates that they're going to back me up when I'm pitching, and that just gives me the confidence to throw strikes, and if you throw strikes, you're going to be successful in high school baseball.
One of the big keys to success, I should say, in high school baseball is just good camaraderie. Baseball is a great game for just really getting to be good friends with guys, and I wanted to ask all of you kind of what makes this team a close-knit bunch and what makes you successful. So, Trevor, coming back to you, as a senior leader on this team, what is it about this group that you enjoy?
Well, I mean, I think we're all just really good friends, whether it's going out to eat at Applebee's, you know, after a practice, or, you know, going to the lake, or just hanging out after practices or games. I think, you know, it's not all about baseball with this group of guys. I mean, we're all pretty good friends, and we all get along really well.
Yeah, outside, off of the field, we all hang out together, and we have a lot of returning seniors this year, so we mesh well pretty good.
I mean, we have, six seniors, and a lot of juniors, sophomores, freshmen, and we just all come together, and I think that helps us.
Certainly with games and practices, you definitely spend a lot of time together, and it really fills up your days throughout the summer. But you kind of talked about getting to have some fun away from the field. Do you guys each have kind of outside hobbies that you're still getting to enjoy, or does that have to wait until August?
It definitely has to wait till August. I mean, with lifting or practice or games, it's not that it really takes up your full time. It's just you're tired. I mean, when you're not playing, you want to just be relaxing and hanging out. So I'd definitely say after the season's when you get to kind of get away from the game and do the things that you like.
Brett, how do you get to unwind a little bit then?
I'm a big outdoorsman, so I try and squeeze in fishing whenever I can.
Nice. Skyler, for you?
I don't really have anything to add. I'm the same as Trevor. So.
Okay. Something else I just kind of wanted to get to know you guys a little bit better. I know for me, when I was growing up, I was an outfielder, and so I wanted to be like Ken Griffey Jr. Did you guys have any role models or players that you wanted to be when you were young? Skyler, I'll come back to you.
I've liked the Dodgers growing up, so, and Clayton Kershaw is kind of my guy to look up to. But he's a lefty, I'm a righty. He's a pitcher, I'm a pitcher.
Brett, for you.
My two main idols were always George Brett, who I was named after, actually, and then Pete Rose. I always loved how he played the game.
A little history there. I like that. Trevor, for you.
I'm a big D. Jeter fan. I mean, I got his fat head on my wall, you know, so I mean, I got his support, you know. So I'd say Derek Jeter has got to be. Got to be who I like.
Something else I wanted to ask you guys was just about some of the makeup of this team. I mentioned you're all seniors, so you guys have been kind of leading the way. You've got a new player in the mix this year that hasn't been part of the program before, and that's Ryan Schull, just being able to move in. But he's come in and been able to make an impact. So, Trevor, what's it been like having Ryan as an addition to the team?
He's a fun guy. We call him Skinny Boy Swag. That's his Twitter name. So for all you guys that want to go out and follow him. No, he's funny. He's awesome. He's super fast. So that's always a nice addition. But I'd say he's a super cool guy, and we like him on the team. So he's a good addition.
Skyler, are you getting in some laughs? Is there something you were thinking of?
He's a big contributor to this team. And even though he's a junior, we look up to him as seniors too. He just helps us with a lot, and he's a jokester. I can't ever tell if he's joking or not, so sometimes I take him too seriously, but he's a good contributor to this team.
And Brett, I didn't mean to single out one player, because I know there's a lot of guys that come together to make this work. Who are some of the other younger guys that are standing out to you that you're excited to work with and have be a part of the future of this program?
Daniel Langenfeld. He played some last year, but he, once again, is really stepping up for us and playing some solid baseball. And I think it helps with a solid senior group that we can bring in these younger guys and really have some good role models to look up to.
As we look forward on the schedule on Saturday, you guys are going to Principal Park. You've got to play the game against Pella Christian there for a couple of seasons now. I know that's something that you really look forward to. Coming back to you, Skyler, what is it makes that game exciting?
What makes the game exciting is it's going to be our last game there, and we just want to leave it all out there on the field.
Or is it going to be your last game there?
Yeah, that's true. I hope not. I think everything about the game is exciting. Just being able to play in that kind of ballpark and against our crosstown rivals, yeah. The game's always fun.
And that's a good point, too, that Brett brings up, Trevor, is what makes maybe the kind of the matchup with Pella Christian different than maybe some of the other opponents?
Well, I mean, I think we bring out the best in both. I mean, we know it's never been a blowout game. It's, you know, whether, you know, whoever's beating each other in the standings, it doesn't really matter. I mean, Pella Christian, it's going to be a good game. I mean, we all know that, so yeah. It definitely makes it exciting.
Yeah, your doubleheader there earlier this season was fantastic. Really a couple of great played baseball games, and what I thought was really interesting is I talked to a few of the guys on their team after that, and that was one of their favorite games of the season. And, I mean, it just went to show that even without winning, just good baseball is fun to play. Do you feel the same way, Brett?
Yeah, I do. That was definitely one of my favorite games this year. It was well pitched, well played, and I'm happy we pulled it out in the end.
Yeah, we got two wins off that, so it's good for us.
You know, I mentioned we're already a little bit beyond the midway point of the season, so things will start whittling down pretty quickly, and it'll become playoff time pretty soon. For each of you, I'll ask, what do you think are the steps that this Pella High baseball team needs to take to be playoff ready and be ready to make a successful run at things?
I think when it gets to later in the season, we can't just coast. I think a lot of teams coast and they're like, oh, we just want the season to be over. But I don't think that's our mentality. We just want to keep going and get as far as we can get.
Trevor, for you, what are the things that you're trying to help isolate as a leader and make sure that this team is ready for?
Well, I know Coach talked to us about in our last game that we need to play each inning like it's a one-inning game. And so we need to put those innings together in the middle part of the game so that we can add up runs and get the job done. So in the end of the game, we can come out and take the win. So I'd say that's the biggest thing.
Brett, you guys seem confident, though. Does this team have what it takes to make a good run in the postseason?
Oh, yeah. We're all strong mentally. I think we can keep on growing as the year goes on. And I think we have what it takes to give some teams a run in the playoffs.
Well, final question for you guys. As I mentioned at the start of the interview, as this airs, you guys will be playing Oskaloosa in a varsity doubleheader. You've beaten the Indians once this season. How do you do it again? And Skyler, I'll come back to you, and I'll ask you guys all the same question.
We just got to come out with focus and just take every out by out and get our 21 outs and score some runs, and I think we'll be good.
You had a day off to kind of prepare for this. Are there certain things that you're really trying to concentrate on in your approach, Brett?
Yeah, it's definitely to stay focused and look at the task at hand. We can't look ahead of any games. We got to know what we're after, go win a couple ball games tonight.
And Trevor, lastly for you, you mentioned early on just talking about improving on the hitting. How do you approach the at-bats against the Indians pitchers?
It's always interesting playing there just because they have a little shorter ballpark. So I think as long as we can stay focused on line drive hitting, I think we'll definitely be successful on the offense this game.
All right. Well, guys, appreciate the time a lot. It was fun to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend in Des Moines. Best of luck tonight against Oskaloosa. And again, we'll catch up with you soon. So thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, Skylar Kane, Brett Kingery, and Trevor Wood from the Pella High baseball team. More of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.